Hey everyone, welcome back to Brand Extraordinaire Podcast. My name is Opia Diu. In this episode, I'll be sharing some tips to help small and medium scale businesses survive during this pandemic. In a previous episode, I mentioned that SMEs are a very important part of the nation's economy as most businesses fall under this category. These times are hard, there's no doubt about that, but we can certainly make the best out of the hard times. Some big or bigger businesses generally have a higher probability or tendency to survive the heat of this pandemic compared to the small scale businesses because of their large capital base or structure. There are, however, some things that the small businesses can do to keep them afloat and survive during this period, and those are the tips that I'm going to be giving you. The first thing I'm going to mention is that you as the business owner need to breathe. I give a few tips on how individuals can keep their head up and be in a positive head space in a previous episode that I titled Keep Your Head Up. Do well to check on that if you haven't already. I know that it sounds difficult. I mean, amidst all the pandemic and meltdown going on, to keep your head in a positive head space. But you have to know that you are in charge and you have to take charge. Notice that I haven't started addressing the business, because if you're not in the right frame of mind as the business owner, there is no way you want to run a business successfully. So I would say breathe, remember to take care of yourself in a way that definitely works for you. For example, I've been taking walks and listening to good music and making sure to have good conversations, you know, with friends, to clear my mind and take my mind off. There's so many problems in the world right now. Whatever works for you, just be fine. Okay, moving on. The next thing I would recommend is that you make a plan, especially a financial plan, a solid financial plan, because I don't think anyone actually saw any of all this coming. And, you know, everybody is in or was in panic mode when all this started. But now you have to have a solid plan. Even if you had emergency fund, it would be unwise to spend without a solid plan. I mean, if you had emergency fund before all of this, if you keep taking out of your emergency fund all the basic expenses that you need without any means of inflow, there is going to be a huge deficit. So I would say be frugal with your spending personally and, you know, business wise. If you have staff, for example, be sure to discuss your options with them and how to make these times work on a budget. Find ways to cut costs if you have to. Another tip I am going to mention that I think you might find useful is finding opportunities and grabbing them. I know it looks like there are no opportunities out there, or everybody is just being on their own and everything, but if you look closely, you have to look for other ways to sustain your business during this period, and those are the opportunities that you have to start grabbing. I was talking to a friend who was bitterly lamenting on how everything is on a halt, everything is at a full stop, everything is at a stop, and sales has reduced significantly. This is actually the time to add one or two things that you know would increase your income, aside the basic thing that you used to do before the pandemic. Also, do not lose touch with your customers or clients. That's very important. Find ways to stay in touch with them during this period. Mailing list is a very good way to do that. If you have a mailing list that is just lying fallow, this is a time to make use of it. If your business wasn't so digitalized before the pandemic, this is the time to make it digitalized. Put yourself out there online, because everybody is online. Another important tip I would like to mention is that you should acquire more skills or improve on the ones that you already have. If you have members of staff or employees, for example, it's also important to encourage them to upskill themselves, and you can also find free trainings and webinars that you can take part in with your members of staff. That would even make them, you know, be closer to you, and they would be more comfortable and considerate discussing a cut in their check if you have to at the moment, because income is kind of a bit shaky. Lastly, I would say that you should remember you are not the only one going through this trouble. Hence, we need each other. You could partner with other businesses to make this period a lot easier on you. You might not know how much you need others or they need you until you reach out for a partnership. So, okay, so just a quick recap. I have mentioned taking care of yourself, making plans, especially solid plans, solid financial plans, finding and grabbing opportunities. I also mentioned improving your skills, making use of free trainings and webinars for you and your staff, and lastly, partnering with other businesses. I hope you find these tips useful. If there is something that I didn't mention and you think it's been useful to you in your business, please feel free to drop a comment to add to the list. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share with someone and follow on Instagram. I'll put the handle in the description. Till I talk to you again, stay safe, and I wish you all the best in your business. Bye.